These houses are going up quicker than lightning. Dottie swaggered, normally stood about 5'9", but today her hair made her about 5'10". The effect was directly related to the fact that she'd left the pink foam curlers in her hair too long, making her head full of red curls stand up even more, with the help of some very strong hairspray. She took a long draw on her cigarette and slowly let out the puff of smoke in a streamline before she looked at the rest of us. "What do y'all think?" she asked, bringing the cigarette back up to her lips, her gaze never leaving the model home across the street from Ava Cox's house. Bets Hager, Ava Cox, Abby Fawn, Queenie French, and I stood next to Dottie on the edge of Ava's driveway, looking over at the beginning of what was going to be a newly developed subdivision on some very rare land in the Daniel Boone National Park in our small tourist town of Normal, Kentucky.
"I mean, y'all have got to be pulling my leg when we sit here and look yonder at what they're doing to our park."
Dottie didn't wait long enough for us to answer her question.
"I can't believe my eyes. I never figured the day."
Slowly, she shook her head. All of us shifted at the same time to take in a better perspective. Not that any of us disagreed with Dottie. We all had concerns about hurting the integrity of the land, especially when most of the land was mountains, hills, caves, and cliffs.
"Honestly."
Dottie kept putting in her 2 cents, which according to her would be worth $1 million. And unless we did have $1 million, there was nothing we could do with the development but voice our opinion. And even then, it was only amongst ourselves, like we were doing now.
"I'm gonna blame it on you two."
Dottie shook a finger at me and then at Abby Fawn.
"Now, wait a minute here."
Abby, in her late 20s, was the youngest of the group. She was the local librarian and Tupperware consultant for Normal, who just so happened to be a whiz at all things social media.
"If it weren't for us,"
Abby turned her head to look at me as she referred to me as being part of the us. Her long brown ponytail swept side to side.
"Then our economy wouldn't be doing so well, and maybe your job would have been in jeopardy."